Forgot.
Miss Russo.
What's up?
What's going on?
I just heard my messenger go off and I'm like, oh yeah, I have the worst memory ever.
Figured. That's why I sent you that reminder. I said, she'll still forget.
Of course.
I'm just waiting for one more person and we'll get the show cracking.
Okay.
But until then, you know, everybody, welcome back to the podcast show. New episode, new season starting. Last season that I stopped was in June. I think I did something about it was either the Black Lives Matter or it was a real talk in marriage with my brother and my sister-in-law. And that was in June. And I said, yo, let me take a break.
Yeah.
How has your summer been? You got two kids? Is it two daughters or a daughter and a boy?
Yeah, I got two daughters and another on the way.
The pandemic, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, how many months are you?
I'm due in like a couple weeks. I'm
not wow.
My ninth month, yeah.
Do you know what you're having?
I'm having another girl.
Oh, you just spit out girls.
All girls, yeah. Actually, today, my oldest that doesn't live with me, she lives with her dad in Phoenix, she just turned 18 today. So this is going to be my fourth daughter, actually.
What? Four girls?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah. I mean, it would be hard for me to be in a house all full of girls.
It's hard for me, too. I think it's hard for anybody, especially the age range is like 18. My other one's going to be 13 next week. The other one turned 3 in the end of June, and then I get this one. So it's like 3 and 13 is just bad ages to have at the same time.
Yo, for real. Hey, you know what? I'll, God bless you. I'll pray for you.
Yeah, I need it. I need all the prayers I can get. These kids are crazy.
Now, if I, you know, you could always, like, if I ever ask a question and you don't want to answer it, just say, you know, no comment. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
for your four girls, right? Are they same father? I mean, well, I already know it's not the same father.
But, no, they all have different dads.
All right. So, you know what? Since we're on here, there she is, Blanca.
Yo, yo.
What's up, Blanca?
What's up?
Hey, Blanca, meet Lauren. Lauren, it's my sister, Blanca.
How you doing?
Hello, Lauren.
I'm doing good. Very
so good. I'm excited about this episode because, you know, finally I get two new women on the show that's brand new to it. So you know what? Let's get it cracking. Now, before we get it started, I have something on my mind that I need to get out, and it'll play into what the topic we're going to cover.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So until then, what I have to cover is my daughter's mother, Kim. My daughter, who's Jaylee, she's 7. Okay. Mm. So when the whole Black Lives Matter thing popped off, right, there was people were doing this social media thing where they would like post a picture of like their son or their daughter, and it would say, because I have a black son, or because I have a black daughter, or because I have a mixed child. So I put up one of my son and my daughter, and I said, because I have mixed kids.
Mm-hmm.
Someone took the time to screenshot that and send it to my daughter's mother, who decided she's going to repost it on her Facebook page and start bashing me. He doesn't, he's not in her life. He doesn't do anything for her. And then she made up some crazy story and said that I said to somebody that I bought her, that I'm in constant contact with my daughter because I bought her a cell phone. You know what I mean? And she goes, she doesn't have a cell phone. All she has is this iPod that I gave her. Like, first of all, I wouldn't buy none of my children a cell phone because I'm not paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not paying monthly for no, I wouldn't do that. Plus she's 7 years old.
Hold on one second. Somebody just called in and now I can't hear you at all.
She'll call back. Okay. So you know, and then you know, 7 years old to me is too young to give a child a cell phone. So
okay.
So you back?
Yeah, I'm back. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, yes, so like I was saying, you know, 7 years old is too young to be giving a child a cell phone. So, mm-hmm. you know, why would I, you know, say that? And then she says, oh, I put her in gymnastics. I put her in this and that, and I'm the one paying for it. So I'm, you know what? For 7 years, this has been going on where she just always finds the time to talk about me on her Facebook. And, you know, I've kept quiet. But I said, you know what? Finally, man, I was like, yo, you know what? You know, at some point, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. So what I have to say is, Kim, I know you have this obsession with me. Let's be real. Let's be real. Let's keep it 100. You are obsessed with me. You know why? Because me personally, if I don't care about someone, i.e. Kim, I don't talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk about them. I don't, you know, post anything about them. To me, you don't exist in my world. Mm-hmm. You just don't. You know what I mean? So you have this obsession with me. It does not bother me that you talk about me on your Facebook. It doesn't. Not at all. Because number one, I don't know none of those people that you fuck with on your Facebook. I don't know them, so I don't care. The second thing is, for anybody to believe what anybody writes on Facebook without saying to yourself, well, let me take what this person says with a grain of salt, or let me go and talk to that other person to get that person's side of the story, you're just as dumb as a person who's putting up the status.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Most people are just like, damn, why are you airing your dirty laundry?
And you know what?
I feel that way. I think that type of stuff should be private.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it should be. And you know what? Let me tell you, she's been doing this since day one. She's a what's it? Attention whore. And I truly mean this. You know what I mean? People will look at it like, oh, he's talking shit. No, I really literally mean she's an attention whore. When anybody posts everything and anything they're doing through their Facebook, that lets you know you're an attention whore. You know what I mean? Like, she thinks she's on 16 and pregnant. You know what I mean? But,
oh, Lord.
But for her, it's 30-something and pregnant. All right? When you post statuses saying, oh, this morning, my son had Doritos and his bread smelled and he talked to me, like, why? Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I just want to let her know, like, listen, it doesn't bother me that you talk about me on your Facebook. Not one bit. So when people screenshot what you write and send it to me, I read it and I'm entertained by it. You know what I'm saying?
Did this just happen recently?
Yeah, this happened 2 months ago.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, it doesn't bother me that you talk about me. It's all good, because all you're doing is you making me relevant. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows me now, and it's okay whether you know me negatively or positively. The point is, you know me. All right. So mm-hmm. instead of wasting your time talking about me all the damn time, we can either A, just come to terms and just co-parent like mature adults. You know what I'm saying? Or B, let's call it what it is. You know what I mean? You don't exist to me. I don't exist to you. You let me do what I got to do, and you do what you got to do. You know what I mean? And instead of worrying about what I'm doing and making up lies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to stop dating gay men. First of all, I have no problem with men being gay. None. I have a problem with if you're a gay man who's trying to date a woman to cover up the fact that you're gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
But that also happens a lot due to, like, their family's beliefs. You know, that happens a lot because, you know, some parents, you know, will disown their children.
That's true.
Yeah, but I don't agree with that either. I would be so mad if I... Oh, my God. I'd be so mad. Because I have no problem with gay people at all. But don't pretend you're something you're not. But back to the subject, though, is she like keeping your daughter from you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So
absolutely.
She's just her as a pawn, basically, in her little, in like, you know, her game.
In her game. But yet what she does is she'll say, it's me. He hasn't seen her for this long. He hasn't paid his child support. My child support comes out of my check.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So if you're not getting it, that is not my problem.
What?
You know what I'm saying? If you're not getting the child support, that's not my problem. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I got to worry about is making sure they get it. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Department of Revenue. So,
yeah, exactly. Department of Revenue.
Just you know what I mean? Driver's license. They'll levy your bank account. If you're 1 month late, they don't play when it comes to
they don't.
I know how you like where you're coming from with your kid, because my 18-year-old daughter's father, he has used her as a pawn. He told me numerous times over the years, if you're not going to be with me, you're not going to be in her life until she's 18. Well, she just finally came to me recently and was like, because I reached out to her and she actually answered me back finally. Then she told him that she was talking to me and he flipped out on her. And she's 18 today.
Oh, wow.
And he won't let her talk to me. I sent her presents and stuff. I just asked, did she get it? Like, no, nothing. Like, not even a, like, acknowledgement that she got a package last week or anything. Nothing. He's just, I don't know. You know, I know how it is. It's.
And how long has this been going on?
Since she was five. And his whole family is cops. His whole family is police out of Cambridge. So when I was in a custody battle over her, and they would laugh me out of the courtroom, and it made no sense other than the fact that his whole family's cops, and like they use their connections, and they're all Cambridge police too. So
yeah,
I have no doubt in mind that they definitely use their power. And the thing is he was abusive, and I was way younger than him. I was only 15 when I met him, and he was 26.
Oh, wow.
He should have gone to jail realistically, but instead he got custody of my kid. He abused me. He abused several women before me, or girls before me. He had another girl pregnant at 15 before me. He has a son that was 7 when I met him. The mother was only 14 or 15 when they got together. So I wasn't a different case. I was like the typical, what he goes for, a young girl, and then he abuses and controls, and he got away with it all. And that's the crazy thing. Like, I should have had custody of her from the beginning.
I mean, when she turned 13, legally, she could have chosen what parent to stay with.
Yeah, and supposedly, like, when I went out to Phoenix, he was supposedly trying to push the relationship, like, to push her to have a relationship with me. Because when she turned 13, he goes, well, it's her choice if she wants to talk to you now, but she doesn't want to. I'm like, of course, because you've poisoned her against me for years. Now she thinks I'm, like, some piece of shit person. He wouldn't allow me to talk to her. Everything, like, you have no idea. It's crazy. And then finally, she was old enough to make the choice, but she didn't want anything to do with me because she's over here thinking that I wanted nothing to do with her, and that whatever lies he told her, she's believing.
Yeah.
So that's when I asked her, because she's like, yeah, he was pushing me to have a relationship with you when you were here, but I didn't want anything to do with it, she said. And I'm like, oh, okay, I wasn't sure if he was lying about that or not. And she's like, no, I was all set. But now that I'm older, I'm realizing, like, I want to have this relationship. And she actually was about it. And then when I think he knew that she didn't want it, and that's the only reason he was pushing it, because once she said she was talking to me, he lost it.
Hmm.
He all of a sudden, she's like, oh, I thought about it and I'm not ready for this. I'll contact you when I'm ready. So I'm sure he made up a bunch of lies about me and whatever he said to poison her against me, because he's scared of losing her. He knows that I'm a better parent and a better person than he is, and he's scared of losing her. But whatever, I already got my side of the story out to her. Whether she wants to believe it or not, I told her there's court documents to prove everything that I'm saying is true. So if you really want to know the truth, look it up in Cambridge.
That's a lot to take in.
It is a lot to take in. But I didn't bash him, because I knew he's raised her whole life, and I know she's very much a daddy's girl. So, and the last thing I wanted to do was piss her off by bashing her dad. So I didn't tell her about the abuse. I didn't tell her a lot. I just told her how old I was. I told her that I was fighting for her, that I always wanted her, that there's not a day that's been gone by that I haven't thought about her, and that he made it difficult. And that was it. I left it at that. I didn't put him down. I didn't say any of the abuse that he did to me when I was pregnant with her or anything. Like, I left all of that out of there. And I just figured it's not necessary for her to know, because it's just going to hurt her. And I don't want to turn her against him when she's older. You know what I mean? Maybe if she wants to know, but
yeah, I respect that. I respect that you want to keep that, you know, nice image, I would say, that she has of her dad. And that takes a lot for someone to do that. So I give you respect for that.
Yeah, I respect that too. I respect that too, because you don't find many. You don't find many women that do that. That yes, there are women who do that, but you don't really find many of them that will like not bash the father.
Yeah, no, and the same thing like with my daughter who's about to be 13 next week. Well, I talk shit about him now because she knows what he's all about. So like we're both talk shit about him now, but her whole life growing up. You know how hard it was when, because her dad's an addict and he's been in and out of rehab, jail, everything her whole life. She's never lived with him. She's only seen him on weekends. And I've taken her like every rehab he's ever been in or halfway house or whatever. I always had to go out of my way to drive her to visit him when she wanted to see him or he wanted to see her. And even take the blame, like when she didn't want to see him, she didn't want me to tell him and hurt his feelings. So I'd be like, oh, I'm busy. And he'd be like, oh, you're keeping her from me. You know, I want to see my daughter. And she wouldn't want me to tell him she doesn't want to see him. So yeah. I would try to save his feelings or whatever and both of their feelings and take the blame. And we'd end up fighting over it. But I also didn't tell her a lot of the stuff that he did, too. And I didn't bash him, never put him down because, first of all, it would make her mad at me. You know what I mean? And then she'd think that I'm being like the petty one. And I just figured in time, she's going to see for herself what he is. I don't need to put him down. I don't need to do any of that. It's not going to, and it's just going to make her feel bad about herself because that's half of her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I always thought. Like, you don't put down the other parent because that's half of them. And that they're somehow going to feel like that's them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? And like you said, you have, you know, just like I say with my daughter, like, you know what, her mother could say whatever, you know, she wants about me to her. And it's like, yo, listen, when she gets older, she's going to find out the truth. And I have all the court documents and papers. I have them all saved. So when that time comes, I can say, hey, listen, it was all your mother. It wasn't me. Here, read this. So, you know, like I've been going through it since day one. Now, the point of this, you know, episode is just basically talking about how, like, okay, for instance, you know, with you, Lauren, it was your daughter's father, you know what I mean? And then, you know, a lot of the times it's the mother doing it to the guy. So, but It's also when they don't have a legitimate reason. The only time you should keep your child away from the parent is if the parent's a drug addict, an alcoholic, child molester, pedophile. You know what I mean? That's the only time you should keep your child away. Other than that, You shouldn't do it because, like, for instance, with my daughter's mother, she first started doing it all because I didn't want to be with her because she didn't want to be seen by people as, oh, you got two kids, two different fathers, and you're not with any one of them. So she was like, yo, let's raise our child together. And I was like, no, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Like, you did something to betray me. I cannot trust you. So from the moment I did that, it was all downhill. Mm-hmm. And then it was, oh, you can't see her. Why not? I don't have a criminal record. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a danger to her. We're like, so what in your mind says it's okay for you to make that choice to keep my daughter away from me? What is your legit reason? You know what I mean? And I just say, you know what? I'm just gonna, you know, fight her in court. And even the court themselves saw it. Like, they were like, yo, there's no reason why you should be keeping the, you know, little girl away from him. You know what I'm saying? So
they frown upon that, actually, you know. They look at that like you're the parent who's keeping the child from the other parent. That's neglect and that's like abuse on that child to keep the child from the parent for no reason. And this is kind of like the argument because I've been in this custody battle from 18 years ago. Basically dealing with the same stuff. So when I went through it with my 13-year-old's dad, like I already knew that if I was to be like, oh no, you can't see her at all because we're not together or whatever. Like I bent over backwards to make sure that they had a relationship. And because of that, we never had to have like an actual visitation schedule. It just was left up to my discretion, which made it easier for everybody.
Yeah. That's what's up.
When you can co-parent like that, then you don't have to worry about people being in contempt of court. You don't have to be by some strict visitation thing.
Yeah.
Which makes everything hard, you know?
It definitely does. Because I know someone who, you know, when he did that for his daughter, they made the visitation for an hour at the mall.
Wow.
That's fucking what? Like an hour at the mall? Like, yo, come, yo. That's, you know what I mean? That's, it's wild. You know what I mean? Unless a man is a danger to that child, which you must prove, you should get, there should be no reason why, you know, like the father or the mother can only get an hour a week or 2 hours a week and at the mall.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like,
you know, that's a bit.
And then nasty. The other thing was, so after, you know, I went in court, got the visitation, what she started doing with my daughter is coaching her. And what I mean by coaching her, like, my daughter would want to, you know, leave with me. Like, all right, you know, I come to pick her up. Hey, we're going to the park. She'd be all happy about it. All of a sudden, her mom would talk to her somehow. And all of a sudden it's, I don't want to go with daddy. I don't want to go. And I wasn't picking up on it. Until one day I went to go pick her up from her daycare, right? The moment she saw me, she said, daddy, she ran, jumped in my arm. True story. Now I had to sign her out. The director was talking to another parent and she just kept telling me, hold on, hold on. So after about a half an hour, she was like, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Her mother calls me and says, did you pick Jaylee up yet? And I'm like, yeah, I'm here now. I'm signing her up. I'm about to leave. She goes, hold on 1 second. I want to come in and say bye to her. What do you mean say bye to her? Like, you work at the daycare with her. You know what I mean? And I'm only gone for 2 hours. Like, you know, you'll have her back. She comes in, takes my daughter off to the corner. Guess what happened all of a sudden? She doesn't want to go.
That's so messed up.
So then I was like, oh, you're coaching her to not want to leave. And there was another time where she was like, yeah, you could take it for Christmas. And I was like, all right, cool. And my daughter was like, yeah, I'm so happy. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna, you know, go eat for Christmas. All of a sudden she calls me. Yeah, she doesn't want to go anymore. So
yeah, but it's not up to the kid though. That's the thing. Like,
exactly.
It's not
it's not, but at the same time, because I remember there was one time that she did that and I was like, yo, Jaylee, you're going, point blank, period. You know what I mean? So I said, let's go. So I picked her up and she started doing the whole child throwing their body all over the place, looking down. And I was like, I'm not going through this shit. You know, and I was like, here, go. You don't have to. After a while of doing that so much, you get tired of it. You get tired of it, and you're just like,
what she may be doing is, I don't think it's considered coaching. I think that maybe she's making her feel bad for leaving her.
True. Yeah, you're right.
Saying like, oh, I'm gonna miss you so much. Like, why are you leaving? You know, and then because, you know, she's the one that has more custody of her, so she's spends more time with her. So it's like she's so accustomed to her that she's probably like, oh, I'm gonna miss you, and you know, and then you know the kids do feel bad because I honestly sometimes I joke around like that with my own son. I'm like, oh, you're leaving me. Oh man, I'm gonna miss you. And then he'll be like, well, I don't have to go, you know. So
yeah,
I'm like, no, I'm just kidding, you know. I do it jokingly with myself.
But like any parent that's good,
but that could be what's going on.
I agree.
Any decent like mother is gonna want their kid to have a relationship with their father. I've been more mad at the fathers of my kids for not being there when they should. You know what I mean? Like, that makes me more upset than being there. I just don't understand how a mother wouldn't want their daughter to have a relationship with their father. Like, do you want your kid to have daddy issues? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Which is a proven fact that when a father isn't in the daughter's life, they do have daddy issues. And I've heard mothers say stupid shit like, well, she has a grandfather. She got my brother, which is her uncle. She got male. That's not the same thing as a father. Because after a while, that little girl will notice when she's in school, when all her friends are being picked up by their dads, and you know, and then they know I'm not being picked up by daddy. Like, where is daddy? You know what I'm saying? So you're right. Any decent human being, like, put aside whatever you and I have going on, let's not be selfish. It ain't about us. Do you want our daughter to grow up fucked up? You know what I'm saying? So if not, either we work together to co-parent, or how's this? I don't fuck with you. You don't fuck with me. But let me be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I feel like a lot of the times, you know, men and women, they do it purely off of revenge and using a child as a weapon because they have no other way to get to you. So like with you, Lauren, your oldest daughter's father was mm-hmm. mad that you wouldn't get back with him. So he used your daughter as a weapon.
Yep. Yeah.
And yo, you got to be the biggest piece of shit to do something like that.
Even when we first split and we were doing our exchange, because we had it was split custody. We would do the exchange at the police station because it got so volatile between us that we had to do it at the police station. He brought his new girlfriend that he was with like instantly after we split and would hand my daughter. He wouldn't even embrace my baby. Like he would take her, arms still stiff, straight out, and hand her to his girlfriend right in front of me just to piss me off. Like, I remember I walked over to her and I said, nope, you're not taking my kid. Give me my kid back. And the police even defended me and said, well, they're supposed to do the exchange between each other. He's not supposed to hand the baby over to somebody else. She's not concerned. She keeps that baby. And he told, the cop told him, they all knew his father too. And they still were like, listen, this baby's not a pawn. This is not a pawn in your frigging games. Like, stop trying to start shit. Because he tried on purpose. And over the years, it was just he had other girls, had her calling his other girlfriends mommy. Two different, actually three, I found out. Three different women were mommy.
What? That would never happen with me.
No idea.
Hey, Blanca, tell him the old you would have had these bitches in a headlock.
Yo. That was the old me. Yeah, that they were, listen, no female, my child, I don't care how many people his father chooses to date, whatever he chooses to do in his private life is his private mm-hmm. life. But my child has one mother, and that's mm-hmm. he will call nobody mommy.
You have no idea how much that hurt.
Because I wouldn't allow my son to call another.
Hey, I would never do that either with my kids. Like, even if their father's not in the picture at all, I would never. No, I would never have. Like, my 3-year-old's daughter. I mean, my 3-year-old's father, he disappeared like a year ago. He's like homeless in Phoenix. He came out to Phoenix, got clean. And I told him, all right, if you're going to get clean, you can come out, because I'm really good at picking them. Somehow I wind up with drug addicts, a second drug addict.
That was awesome. You just see in my face. I was like,
yeah, really awesome at picking them. He hit it. He was like a professional liar from Southie, like really good liar. And he had me really fooled.
Well, I mean, you did. You just said, you know, he's from Southie.
He's from right. I should have known. But he came out to Phoenix, and he ended up. He was doing really good, and then he ended up falling off. And I basically left him last August. I moved back out here with my boyfriend, and I left him out there because he just disappeared and he stopped calling and everything. He doesn't even call. I still like. So my boyfriend's been like a stepdad to my 3-year-old since she was 15 months old. She's now
big
3.
Up to him. Big ups to him for that.
Yeah, no, and he's great with her. Still, you know, that's Dusty. You know what I mean? She doesn't call him daddy. Like, she, you know, so.
I mean, to be honest with you, you said that you wouldn't allow that even if the child's parent wasn't in their life. I disagree with that to a point, only because, for instance, if my son's father wasn't involved and I was with someone who was committed and he had been raising him since, you know, he was little, mm-hmm. you know, I would leave that choice up to my son on what he wants to name him, but I wouldn't take away that he's been a father to my son.
Yeah.
Because of the situation, I say that because of my situation.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest is not my biological child, but I've been helping raise him since he was 18 months mm-hmm. old. So he says he has a nickname for me. He calls me Berber, but when he introduces me, he says that's my mom.
Yeah, you know, so I can't life for years. Like that's a different situation. You know, for us, it's only been like a year and a half, and you know.
I think with a situation like that, it's up to the child. If the child decides on his or her own to call, you know, another woman mommy or another mm-hmm. man daddy,
don't force
that. Yeah. That's okay. It's you. Don't force that. Don't, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, don't do the shit I see on 90 Day Fiancé where these women where these women are from another country, meet an American man. Who's that? That's daddy.
That's daddy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, what? Like, yo, shorty, yo, slow down. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not this child's father. Like, yo, we've only been talking 3 months.
Been talking for 2 months. And like, yo, look. In the beginning.
That's your...
Mad and healthy.
She called him Becca because she couldn't pronounce his name because she was only, you know, she wasn't even... Two, whatever, she'd call him Dada, and I had like a couple friends going, wait, you're telling her to call him Dada already? And I'm like, no, like that's how she says Dusty. I'm telling you, that's just how she says his name. I never ever coached her to call him Dada, and you know, he liked it. And when she started pronouncing his name out, like, and actually saying it, he was kind of a little bit bummed about it. But you know, I never said, you know, I never coached her to call him Dada. You know, we called him Dusty, and then she started saying his name the right way. And it's just like, that's just how it is. You know what I mean? I would never say, no, you can't call him Daddy if she did decide to call him Daddy. But she knows, like, that she has her dad, even though she doesn't really know him because she was so young when he, like, disappeared, basically. Mm-hmm. She's still seen pictures, and I figured the younger you tell them, the easier it is, I guess. There's no explanation in the future that needs to be done if they just know from the beginning, I guess. I don't know. It's just a weird situation.
I think maybe you kind of sit down and have that conversation with them. I guess it all depends. You have to see where their mental status is and how they deal with issues in general to want to bring something like that so big on.
Yeah, like we don't talk about him a lot, but she's seen pictures and I've been like, oh yeah, that's your dad, you know? And that's it. She's too young to be like, where is he? What's he doing? You know, she's only 3. So it's like one of those things that when she does start asking questions in the future, she already kind of has an idea, like a little bit. So it's not going to be anything crazy and shocking and difficult. You know, it's kind of already planted the little seed in her head that, you know, her dad is somebody else, but he's not around, obviously. And she's not comprehending that situation yet. And the thing is, too, like, with keeping the kids from the father, like, how do you make this decision when they're a drug addict? Like, with Liana's dad, I allowed him to be in her life. We co-parented. You know, he caused a lot of problems in my life. He hasn't been a good influence. I questioned, did I make the right decision many, many times over the years? But I still always went back to, you know what? At least she had a relationship with her father, even if she realizes as she gets older, like he's not the best person. It wasn't you know what I mean? It wasn't because of me. Cause I knew that if I kept her from her dad, that she was going to resent me as she got older and I'd be the bad guy. And now she realizes.
But I think in that situation, if you would have explained the situation he was in and why you kept her away is only basically to protect her.
Yeah, I mean, I kept him away, like, if he was getting high, obviously, he wasn't allowed to come around. Like, the only thing that I asked him when he went over a month without calling her, because he was using and he was ashamed or guilty or whatever, and I said, I don't really care, I expect nothing more from you, to be honest. I was like, but your daughter doesn't understand, she thinks you don't love her or don't care when you go a month, 2 months without calling. I said, I don't care if you're using, like, as long if you're, like, able to be... if she can understand you, just call and say I love you and check in with her, like, at least every couple weeks or something. You can't go that long without calling her, at least. I said, I don't want to see you. I don't want you to come around when you're like that. And then when you get your shit together and you get back on the wagon, like, I'll take her to see you, whatever, you know? So I made it easy for
him. As an addict, for him, it's probably hard to even do.
Yeah.
Because... you know, he's in a different type
of world. Drugs powerful.
He's focusing on the next thing. Yep. He's not focusing on trying to get in contact with anybody.
Yeah, but he did better though after I said that, because I was like, just don't even, like, the only thing that I care about is you not breaking my daughter's heart. That's all I care about, you know. So he, after that, he made sure he called and checked in. And like now, you know, stuff has happened. Like he gave her a knife the last time he came and took her. She hadn't seen him because we just moved back from Phoenix. So this was like one of the first visits that they had together in a couple of years. And he gets her by train, says, oh, I'm going to have her back by 5 p.m. Doesn't bring her back till like 8 or 9. We had an understanding. You kind of broke that understanding. And he gave her a knife. Like, you don't give a 13, 12-year-old kid a friggin' knife. Like, she doesn't need to stab anybody for protection. She's with me all the time. You know what I mean? He's nuts. Okay,
so that right there plays into what I said, you know, you having a legitimate reason.
Yeah, now I have a legitimate reason, I feel like, that I need to cut the visits off and make sure it's only under supervised by his family or whatever. It needs to be, like, supervised visits from now on because of these things.
And you know what? And I'm not against when they do supervised visits where it's like, ah, you know what? You could supervise visit at your mom's house, at your brother's house. It's when they say, oh, yeah, we're going to do supervised visit. You got to do it at a center.
Yeah. You know what I mean? His family doesn't have a lot to do with him either. So if it comes down to it, it might have to be like that. But you know what? That's his own.
But he put himself in that position.
In life. It's not like you, where you're not. He's in and out of jail constantly. He's off and on drugs constantly. So I have like a good reason. And I'm not doing.
Absolutely.
I'm not supervising these visits anymore. I'm not. It's out of my hands now. I don't want to deal with him. In the past, I was the one supervising all the visits, you know, and I would hang around while they did things, but we, you know, we were off and on for way too long. So it was different, but now I'm all set. I don't want to hang out with him, be around him. You know, and my boyfriend doesn't want me to either. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And he has a reason for that. You know what I mean? Now what I want to know is, Blanca, what is, are you in the same situation or is your situation different or?
I'm listening to both of you guys and I can't even say that I understand what you're going through. I really can't. I can't.
Because you're not going through it, right?
Absolutely not.
That's what's up. More power to you for that. But what that tells me is y'all both adults.
Absolutely.
That's what it tells me.
We both know that our main priorities are our boys. No matter what situation we've been through relationship-wise, that has nothing to do with the relationship between our children.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. See? And you know, that's when you say, like, how come, you know, the majority of these people who are in that situation, like, why is it so hard to do that? Take your feelings out of it. Forget the fact that, oh, well, he cheated on you when you were pregnant. Okay, listen, I know you're hurt. He cheated on you. You know what? Big deal. Get over it because it's not going to be the last time you're going to get cheated on. But that doesn't mean keep your child away from the dad because now you're doing it purely out of revenge. That's for your own selfish needs and selfish ways.
It takes a lot for someone to kind of like get over things. And some people don't know how to deal with the anger that person caused them and the hurt that they caused them. And the one thing they want to go and do and say, well, you know what? I'm going to get them where it hurts. And that's through my child.
Yep.
You know, and not even thinking that, you know, your action, you think that, okay, I'm going to keep my child away from him. That's how I'm going to get back at him. Ha, 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 ha. Little do you know, your child is the one that's suffering. Yep. You think you're hurting your ex? No, 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 honey. Or dude, whatever. You're hurting your child because you're keeping that child from their parent just because you want to be petty. But you're letting that child miss out on important moments with their other
parent. Yeah. Yep.
Not only the parent though. I also look at it like, you know, like for instance, like with me, my family's huge. I have tons of nephews and nieces.
We know this.
I have tons of nephews and nieces and little cousins and my brothers and sisters. It's like, yo, my daughter should be, yo, she should be a part of that to know that she has.
It affects everybody.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing too, is like, I have had like argument, you know, his parents have defended him at the wrong times. His parents and we butt heads now. But I still, as much as they piss me off, sometimes they're good people and I still let her go there every weekend or whenever, just because they have a huge family and they're very tight knit. And I don't have that, unfortunately. So I never wanted her to miss out on that. Every holiday, instead of sitting home alone with me, cause I'm selfish, I would send her to her Nana and Papa's house to be with all her cousins on his side of the family. I wish that it had been that my family was big and we could have did things, but you know, and I sat alone many Thanksgivings, many Christmases and stuff, like, because I didn't have her with me, and I'd send her to go actually have a good time and not be sitting with me. So that's like selfish.
Very, you know, true.
Very hard not to be a selfish mother, is even though things were like crazy, and like her dad, he physically abused me. I don't know. How do you think, that because he broke my face, I should keep my kid from him, who he's never harmed, never put a hand on her, never shown any violence towards her? You think that that I should keep her from him because of that?
Nope.
Because I never felt like I should. I didn't think that he was a danger to her. And yeah, it took a lot of healing for me to even speak to this man after all the shit that he's put me through. It took a lot of healing for me to even co-parent with him, but I still never kept my daughter from her dad.
But I would understand, as a woman, I would understand if you did.
Yeah.
I would understand if you did, because if he physically harmed you, you know, the mental state that you're in, like me, I would be like, is he going to harm my child? Like, I wouldn't be able to let my child see them until mentally I could know, you know, get out of that, you know, if he hurt me, he's going to hurt my child.
Yeah.
Because that's traumatic. So you kind of got to get over
it. Yeah, no, it definitely took a lot of healing after that happened for me to really, you know, come to terms with it and be like, okay, you know, he did this to me, and he was on steroids and just clean, freshly clean at the time too. So I'm not making excuses by any means. He should have gone to jail for it. And I didn't press charges or anything on him. I probably should have. It's one of my bigger regrets that I didn't, but all I could think about was he's going to go to jail for like 7 or 8 years for this, 'cause he has like a history of physical violence, and my daughter's she's not going to know her dad. And that's all I thought about, which is crazy. I know a lot of people think I'm like I was too nice, but all I was thinking about was my kid seeing her dad behind bars for 7 years. And my dad was in jail when I was a kid for a long time, for about 6 years, 7 years. So I know how it feels to have your dad be in jail over something that, you know, he never hurt her. I just didn't want her to go through what I went through.
That's understandable.
That's definitely understandable right there. But like, you know, the question for both of you ladies, right? Don't you think if you're with a man long enough that you should know whether or not, like, okay, he's abusing me, but he won't abuse our child? Like, don't you think y'all should know that?
Yeah.
Not necessarily, because at one point I thought you would never put your hands on me.
Good point. Good point.
All right. So if I thought you would never put your hands on me, and one day you did, you damn right I'm going to think, hey.
That's true.
You may put your hands on her.
Yeah.
Or him.
So in that situation, what do you do there? What do you do in that situation where it's like, all right, you know what? I don't want to keep her away from her father, but I'm also afraid that he might put his hands on her. So what do you do in that situation?
I think you have to, you know, feel out, you know, you have to see how they interact
with each other. Yes.
Because you're going to know how your child feels around people, because you can just tell off. I mean, if you're in tune with your kid, you're going to know off the bat if they're uncomfortable around that person. Like, you got to see the vibe between
them. Yeah, you got to go with your instincts, basically.
That's true. You will see the vibe, because, you know, everybody knows kids are the best when it comes to, you know, knowing evil, you know what I mean? And if they're uncomfortable, like, and they're real good at communicating that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, in those situations right there, I agree with both you ladies as far as like, all right, keeping the, you know, like, somewhat keeping the father away. But just like Blanca said, you have to see how they interact. I say don't right off the bat go and be like, all right, I'm keeping him away from our.
No, I don't think right off the bat. I think you got to feel it out.
Yes, absolutely. You know what I mean? So, you know, because with, you know, because like I said, in you know, with me in my situation, it was like, yo, listen, you know, I didn't put my hands on you. You know what I'm saying? I didn't put my hands on you. I didn't threaten you. You know what I mean? Like, other people threatened you because you were doing and saying the things that you were saying about me. And I have friends who care about me. So they were threatening you, but it wasn't me. But she would, you know, she would do dirty stuff and try and play dirty by, you know, oh, why do you want to buy visitation? Well, he has a history of mental illness. Oh, what mental illness does he have? Oh, well, he was suicidal at one point and he was depressed. And it's like, yo, you're really going to use that? You know what I mean? Like, you're really going to use that as a defense, as a weapon. You know what I mean? And wow, that's low, because that's actually, you know, that's a mental illness. It ain't, oh, he's crazy and he'll hurt her. It's just, oh, well, he was depressed. And not only that, but it's like.
But that's a stage that you went through in your life that, thank God, you got through.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, because just because you have depression one time, yes, it can come in and out of your life, you know, as long as you're alive. It can be here one day and be gone the next. But that's a stage in your life that you got through. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be like that all the time.
Yeah. It's actually, if anything, it's more of a defense on your part in court than it is on hers. As long as you're getting help and you're seeing a counselor, they're not going to use that against you ever.
True.
You know, if you're not getting help for it, then that's a different situation. They might have some concerns, but for visitations and stuff like that, there's no reason why that should be a concern. It might be a concern if you were trying to gain full custody. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
See, I don't know about all that court stuff.
It's ridiculous. You know what I mean? I don't agree with it, because I definitely say, like, you know, now you're getting, you're not getting just people involved in your business. You're getting the state involved in your business.
It's the state. Really?
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, why do you want that? Why do you want the state to be involved to tell you, you know what I mean, what to do, pretty much?
That's why
but that's how society makes it seem. You know, look at Maury. You see Maury's shows and you the daddy, you not the daddy. And what's the first thing the women say? You gonna pay me child support. Pay me child support. They're not, you know, that's all they care about,
yeah,
sometimes.
But
you know, that's just like, it's so annoying.
No, it really is. And the whole, when women do that with the whole, like, you're going to pay me child support and that's all they care about, that's also them trying to hit him where it hurts. Because as we all know, which, you know, women know this well, if I put him on child support, you know what I mean? Child support is going to make his life hell. It's going to come out of his check. If he doesn't pay, his driver's license is going to get taken. His wages are going to get garnished. They're going to keep his income tax. They're going to make his life hell. So it's like, okay, you're using it as a weapon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let him man up and support his child. But, you know, also, it's not always about, you know, financial support. You know what I mean? They need, exactly, they need emotional support. They need, you know, mental, you know, all that support. Financial support is the last thing. But, you know, like I said, they.
Listen, you know, Jeff, you know me. And I have worked years, you know, co-parenting with my son's father. And we don't know the insides of a court.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about child support.
That's good.
That's
because
dope.
You know what? We have our own set schedule. Okay, you work every other weekend, you take him every other weekend, and you take him on this day during the week. We do family vacations, like we do a lot of stuff because say that
together.
Again. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Good for you.
No, for real. That's dope.
I know. It's crazy. But we just, you know, even before we had our son, we dated, you know, when we were younger. So we've always been friends. So it's like, okay, we got together again and we had a child and it just didn't work out that time. And it's like it was more like amicable mm-hmm. breakup. But even though we had our issues, we knew that even as a, like I always say, like we failed as a relationship, but we don't have to fail as a family.
Yeah. Hey, that's the ideal situation for co-parenting, that it would be nice if everybody had that. bitter and let their feelings get in the mix and want to take things out, you know, long after the breakup is done and use their kid to punish the other person. And that's the thing that sucks is, like you said, they're just punishing the kid when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And
because my kids love, like my son, he loves his father. And I see when they're together, I see how much his father loves him. Like I see it. And I can't even see myself, even when I'm angry with him, because of course we're humans. We still argue, mm-hmm. you know, as parents, you get into your discussions, whether you agree to disagree or whatever, but I can never see myself because I'm mad at him to even break that type of bond. I couldn't even see myself doing that.
Yeah.
See? You're a mature adult. That's what it comes down to, point blank, period. Both of y'all are mature adults. Like, I would respect, you know, a woman more, like, i.e. my daughter's mother, you know what I mean? If it was just, you know, she had hit me up and just been like, yo, you know what? I hate your guts. That's fine. You can hate me all you want. But let's sit down and let's talk about how we're going to raise our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I would, you know what? I would respect that. But she's mentally not on that level. She's just not. Everything is about, you know, wanna paint me as a deadbeat dad and wanna just bash me, which, like I said, that does not bother me because I don't know those people that she's talking to on her Facebook. And the ones who I do know, they come back to me and say, yo, look what she said about you. Yo, we know you're not like that. Hey, that's all that matters. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, you know what? You have this obsession with me and it's obvious you're not over me yet. When women sit there and talk about a man constantly on their social media, you're not over him. Let's be real. You're not over him. So you're not over me. Hopefully one day you'll get over me, but just be an adult. And you know what? We don't have to get along. You know what I mean? But let's co-parent mm-hmm. amicably and peacefully.
Do you guys do like mediation?
Her and I know. Like we did mediation at court. But even at court, she tried to like make up lies. And lucky for me, the mediator saw right through it and was like, yeah, he's been doing what he's supposed to be doing. Give him his unsupervised visits. And you know, and I end up getting it. But even the mediation, I'm just like, you know, we could do mediation in front of God himself and she'll lie.
Yeah.
So you don't think you guys will ever have a resolve of whatever issue
on
there is
on my part?
On her side?
On her side, no. On her side, no. Because if you knew her like I knew her, she's just very immature. Just very, very, very immature. You know what I mean? Like she's never one day just, you know, picked up the phone and had a conversation when I'm with me. She's texting me to talk shit, right? And then while she's talking shit to me texting, I'm just responding back with the thumbs up emoji. And she's like, oh, you make me sick. You can't even have an adult conversation. How is this an adult conversation when all you're doing is bashing me?
Antagonize
me. I'm just giving you the thumbs up. And you're saying I can't have an adult conversation? Like, all right, you know what? It's and even through all that right there, I don't talk shit about her to people.
Bedtime for you.
Because you shouldn't.
No, absolutely not. Because at the end...
Even if you wanted to.
Yeah, true. And even...
Have you ever heard me say anything
never.
Bad to you about my son?
Never.
Father?
Never. You both...
And I never call him my baby
nope.
daddy.
Baby daddy is the most...
Because he doesn't deserve that.
Baby daddy is the most...
Because he's my son's father.
Yes, baby daddy is the most disrespectful term. You're basically saying, when you call somebody a baby daddy, you're basically calling him a deadbeat. You're calling him a deadbeat.
Like I'll joke around like once in a while, be like, hey, baby daddy, you know, like that, joking around. But like, as in general, I never, if you ever hear me say it's, oh, my son's father, because I respect him as his dad.
Amen.
Because he's great. He's a great dad.
Yeah, I've even seen you guys, you know, at your son's, you know, the basketball games together.
Hey, Spartan. I'm plugging my Spartan. No, just kidding.
You know what I mean? So, and you know what? And it's funny because when I started seeing that, and I was just like, they're not together, but they get along like so well. I was a little envious. I was just like, why can't I have that?
People think we're together because they see us together.
And
you know, like once every couple of weeks, we'll do like a Friday night, like family dinner, and we'll go out to a restaurant and we'll go out to eat. Every couple of weeks.
That's
and people are like, right there. They think that we're together. I'm like, no, we're not together. We have a good co-parenting relationship because we do it for our kids.
And now, has his girlfriends and your boyfriends like had an issue with that?
So I don't know. See, we don't get into each other's personal life. If he dates people, that's on him. Like I mind my business. The only time you're gonna bring a you're gonna talk to me about a female is if you're gonna bring them around my child. You know, and same thing for me. I've dated. He's known that I've dated, and the person that I dated knew the type of relationship I had with him. And have given me enough trust at the time that we were dating, you know, to know that I was not going to do anything with him. So I've been pretty lucky.
That's good. Yeah,
you definitely have. You see, I would definitely be open for, you know, for that. If she ever hit me up and said, all right, you know what, like, let's sit down, let's talk, I'd be open for it. If she said, you know what, let's go out to eat once a week, and so that way we can just, you know, talk about this, I'd be open for that. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be open for, you know, for any of it. So at the end of the day, I tell people all the time, like, listen, I don't have beef with her. She has beef with me.
Yeah, because imagine, you know what I'm saying? That is when you're a kid and you can have dinner with both your mom and your dad and they're getting along. Like, that's great for that kid, you know?
Oh, but don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to paint this beautiful white picket fence type of picture. We have our fights.
But not in front of your son.
But at the end of it, we come together as a family.
And you don't do it in front of your son, am I correct?
Oh, I try my best. I'm not going to say that we haven't in the past. But I've always said, you know, if we need to discuss something, we don't discuss it in front of the kids. Because, you know, if you say something wrong, I can't get loud.
Yeah,
Jeff, shut up.
Avani, stop.
So, but you know what? We got about, this thing's going to shut down in 2 minutes because it only lets you do 60 minutes of this. But okay. Yo, I want to say thank you to the both of y'all for kicking off the new season with me and for, you know, telling your story and you know, just being so open, because not a lot of people are open like this. You know, I've asked lots of people to do it and they're like, nah, I can't, I don't want to, you know, say this or say that. And it's like, all right, that's fine. You know what I mean? So I respect the people who do come on here and can just talk about whatever. So I really appreciate it, ladies. Thank you so much.
No problem. Oh,
thank you. You know how I am.
I definitely. I'm going to have y'all both on this show again in the future. So be ready.
All right.
All right.
Good talking with you guys.
All right, ladies. Have a good night. Both of you.
Night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.